Imagine standing in a classroom where half your colleagues will leave the profession within 5 years. This is the reality Elena Aguilar confronted in Onward, where she transforms educator burnout into a pathway for thriving. With approximately 500,000 U.S. teachers leaving annually, a staggering 20% turnover rate, resilience isn't just helpful, it's survival. Drawing from 25 years in education, including teaching in Oakland's challenging environments, Aguilar doesn't just theorize about bouncing back, she provides a roadmap for bouncing forward stronger. Resilience, she argues, isn't merely enduring difficulty, but developing a way of being that enables us to be our best selves and most effective in our work with children. What if the secret to lasting an education wasn't just grit, but intentional habits aligned with the natural rhythm of the school year? Resilience operates across four interconnected dimensions in Aguilar's framework. Who we are covers relatively fixed aspects like genetics, personality, values, and sociopolitical identities. Where we are recognizes contextual factors, including personal circumstances and career stage. What we do encompasses 12 intentional resilience-building habits, and how we are addresses cultivatable dispositions like optimism and humor. This approach aligns with the school year's natural rhythm, beginning with self-knowledge in June when educators have time to reflect, then progressing through emotional understanding, July, storytelling, August, and community building, September. The framework strategically positions self-care during November's energy slump and ends with celebration in May. This structure acknowledges predictable challenges, like the disillusionment period between mid-October and Thanksgiving, when energy wanes and winter break seems distant, allowing educators to prepare for difficulties before they become overwhelming. When we truly know ourselves, our values, personality traits, sociopolitical identities, and strengths, we navigate challenges without taking them personally. Values anchor us during difficult times, affecting our physical well-being when we act in or out of alignment with them. Understanding our personality through frameworks like Myers-Briggs helps us recognize how we replenish energy and process information, enhancing emotional intelligence and self-acceptance. Our sociopolitical identity, including race, gender, and class, shapes our teaching experience. This awareness serves as both strength and connection point, helping educators boost resilience by strengthening trust and uncovering unconscious bias. While many focus on shortcomings, understanding our strengths provides energy to tackle challenges. Self-knowledge cultivates purposefulness, your reason for getting up each morning. When grounded in intrinsic motivation, you approach each day with energy and clarity. During difficult moments, your eyes remain on the prize and decisions stay anchored in purpose. Resilient people maintain remarkable clarity about their why, even amid chaos. Emotions follow a six-part cycle: prompting event, interpretation, physical response, urge to act, action, and after effects. This cycle can be interrupted at any point. Emotions are temporary experiences, not permanent states, which empowers resilience building. Emotional intelligence includes four sequential components: self-awareness, recognizing emotions; self-management, making conscious response decisions; social awareness, recognizing others' feelings; and social management, forming healthy relationships. Research shows emotional intelligence is the strongest predictor of job performance, with 90% of top performers scoring high in this area. Our physical experience shapes emotional resilience by providing crucial information about our emotional state and regulation pathways. When threats trigger increased heart rate and stress hormones that impair higher brain functions, breathing offers the fastest intervention. The key technique? Exhale slowly. 5 deep breaths can shift your physiology and restore clear thinking during emotional overwhelm. The stories we tell ourselves either deplete or strengthen resilience. Crafting empowering narratives expands optimism, a hallmark trait of resilient people. Words shape how we understand ourselves and the world. As teachers, we can transform our daily experiences into various narratives, either as someone on a learning journey or as someone who is terrible at teaching. Psychologists identify common patterns of distorted thinking, black and white thinking, jumping to conclusions, unrealistic expectations, disqualifying positives, overgeneralizing, catastrophizing, emotional reasoning, and personalization. Core beliefs operate beneath these thoughts, typically involving worthlessness, unlovable, lack of trust, helplessness, perfectionism, and negativity. We are social beings who need each other to thrive. Social neuroscientist Matthew Liberman argues that social connection should be our primary need, even more fundamental than Maslow's physiological needs. This explains why refugees in dire circumstances will endure hunger to afford phones connecting them to loved ones. Trust forms the essential foundation for any healthy community. It's an emotional state of confidence in another's integrity and competence. Building community requires depth across four high-leverage strategies: refining communication skills, learning from body language, increasing cultural competence, and addressing conflict. Effective listening lies at the heart of healthy relationships. Too often, we engage in constricted listening, waiting to speak, filtering through judgment, or listening only to fix problems. Instead, practice expansive listening, focusing on the big picture and interconnectedness, listening with an open heart that can hold others' pain, attending to raw emotions without fixing them, and approaching with humility, gratitude, and curiosity. When was the last time you felt truly heard by a colleague? Learning to be fully present without judgment enhances resilience, helping us respond to challenges with acceptance rather than reaction. When triggered, we can either follow habitual emotional reactions or choose mindfulness, noticing feelings without judgment and responding intentionally. Neuroscience shows meditation significantly affects brain function, reducing amygdala activity, fear center, increasing hippocampus activity, learning and memory, and activating the prefrontal cortex, emotion regulation. These changes can occur after just 8 weeks of daily 25-30-minute meditation. Mindfulness helps recognize unconscious bias by bringing awareness to socially conditioned thoughts about others. Miss K's story exemplifies this. After confronting data showing she disproportionately sent Black boys to the office, she moved from guilt to commitment. A year later, she hadn't sent any students out because she stayed in the bleeping moment. Joy and humor anchor us in the present. These micro moments of connection happen daily, but often go unnoticed due to our brain's negativity bias. What moments of joy did you miss in your classroom today? Resilience isn't just a professional skill. It's a revolution in education. By understanding ourselves, managing emotions, crafting empowering narratives, building community, practicing mindfulness, and embracing joy, we transform both our teaching experience and our students' learning environment. The path to resilience isn't about becoming superhuman educators who never struggle. It's about developing habits that help us recover quickly, learn from challenges, and find meaning in our work even on difficult days. When we cultivate resilience, we model for students perhaps the most important lesson: how to face life's inevitable difficulties with grace, strength, and hope. What if education's greatest challenge isn't curriculum, funding, or policy, but the well-being of those who bring it to life? What if resilience is the very foundation of educational transformation? The revolution begins with you. One breath, one story, one connection at a time.